What's wrong, beloved? Are you okay? You seem a little shaken up. Did something happen? You had a bad dream? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. It's okay. It's over now, I promise. Mommy's here. Mommy's got you. Do you want to come snuggle? Okay, come snuggle with me, beloved. Come on. Let mommy wrap you in her arms just like that. Yes, that's right, baby. Mommy's right here, yeah. You're not alone. It was just a bad dream. Do you want to talk about it? It's okay if you don't. I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to. Do you want to share with mommy what your nightmare was about, baby? Or is it going to be too much? That's okay. You don't have to. If you want to just forget about your nightmare and let it stay a dream, then that's where it will stay. I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want. Is there anything you need from me specifically? Okay. I'll just keep holding you. Would you feel better if I started to pet you, or would that be a little too much? I don't want to overwhelm you. Let me know if it gets to be too much for you, okay? That's my good girl. You're safe now. It's over. It's all over. It was just a dream. And you know what makes dreams so cool? They aren't real. They might feel real, but they aren't real. So whatever you were having a dream about didn't actually happen. You're safe. Everything is okay. Everything is still the same as when you fell asleep tonight. Nothing's changed, baby. Mommy's right here. Why don't you focus on that instead? It feels good to be snuggled in my arms, doesn't it? Focus on that. On the warmth of my body against yours. How my heartbeat feels against you as you nuzzle closer to me. That's it, beloved. You're such a good girl for me. Mommy loves you so much. It's okay, baby. I'm right here. You're not alone. Things are so scary, but they're not as scary when we're together, right? You don't have to handle things alone anymore. You've got mommy to help you with things. It's okay, beloved. You've got nothing to worry about. It was just a nightmare. It's over now. You're awake. You're with me. You're in the real world. Nothing bad is going to get you. Not while I'm around. I'll protect you from anything that tries to come for you. Whether it's something harmless or something difficult, I'll be there with you. Whatever comes our way, I'll be there. You're not alone. Not anymore. You have me, baby. You have mommy to take care of you and make sure you know how important you are. That you know you're okay. that you're safe. It was just a bad dream. That's all. And now it's over. That's the best part about dreams. When you wake up, they end. It's because they aren't real. Everything that happened, it happened in your head. It didn't happen in the real world. It doesn't affect how I feel about you, or how your friends or job or whatever you think it could affect. You don't have that kind of power, beloved. It's your brain playing on your worst fears, trying to show you the worst possible scenario. But the worst possible scenario rarely happens, right? The worst possible scenario doesn't normally happen. That's because it's the worst case scenario, and most of the time, things just go a little wrong. Most of the time, things don't go so wrong that everything is changed forever and stuff can't be fixed. And whatever you're worrying yourself over, it hasn't happened yet. I know they say to plan for the best, but expect the worst. But not if it's going to make you sick, baby. Nightmares play on your biggest fears. Nightmares go, hey, what if this totally terrible and improbable thing happens? And then you get scared because, what if? But if we focus on the what ifs, we're never going to be okay. There are thousands of ways a situation can turn out, but we'll never know until it happens. Stressing about something that hasn't happened yet is only going to make things worse, yeah? Yeah. Nobody can predict the future, but I'm confident that whatever happened in your dream, it isn't going to be happening in real life. Constantly thinking about it is only going to make it worse, right? So, tomorrow, why don't we do something fun to take your mind off of things, baby girl? In the meantime, we can stay just like this. Me holding you, petting you as you cuddle closer to me. It's okay, beloved. Mommy's here. Mommy's got you, baby. I'm not going anywhere. There's nothing you could do or say to me that would push me away. I'm in it for the long haul, beloved. It doesn't matter to me if you wake me up every single night just to cuddle, just to get a bit of comfort because you had a nightmare. I'll gladly do it. Do you want to know why? Because I love you, baby girl. You're like my heart, but with feet. I can move around and do things when I'm not around. But I love you. You're never a burden. Not to me. I love you so much, baby. I'm so happy that you can wake me up as much as you need. I might be sleepy and not fully awake, but I'll always happily take you into my arms. I'll say or do whatever you need me to, beloved. You know I will. I'll do whatever it takes to make you feel okay again. And if that involves just holding you like this, petting you sweetly as you slowly close your eyes, That's okay. If this is all you need, I'm happy to give it to you, baby. All you have to do is ask mommy. You're my everything, beloved. You're so important to me. The most important person in my life, if I'm being honest. You're the only person I trust completely. And I'm grateful you feel the same way. That you're able to show me this vulnerable side of yourself. I know how difficult it can be for you to expose yourself like this. I'm proud of you, beloved. I'm so proud of you for not suffering through your nightmares alone. I'm so proud that you decided to wake me up so that you didn't have to suffer alone. You try so hard to act tough sometimes. But you don't have to do that. Not with me. I never see your vulnerability as a weakness, beloved. The fact that you can be soft with me is a good sign. Mommy doesn't mind taking care of you. Mommy loves holding you like this and getting the chance to comfort you. To remind you how important you are and just how much I love you. I'll say it again and again until I'm blue in the face and the meaning of the words is lost to you, baby. I love you. You're the single greatest thing in my life. Seeing you smile is my favorite thing in the world. Seeing you sad like this, it makes me upset that I can't do more. I wish I could just beat up the nightmare you had, but that's not how this works, sadly. So I'll settle for this. Holding you and taking care of you and reassuring you that I'm not leaving. Because I'm not. Mommy is staying right here. You're going to stay in my arms, aren't you? So good for mommy. It's okay. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to keep holding you for as long as you want me. If it gets to be too much, you have to tell me, okay? Okay, because you know me, I'm a snuggle bug. If you don't tell mommy that you want to be left alone, I'm just going to keep holding you. Pressing you tightly against me, continuing to pet you. It's okay, beloved. I'm right here. I've got you, baby girl. Mommy's got you. There's nothing that's going to get you. Nothing's going to be able to come and harm you. It was just a nightmare. It didn't happen. Bad dreams are bound to happen. They're a natural part of life. But you did the right thing. You did good, baby girl. You woke up mommy and expressed your needs. I'm so proud of you, beloved. Yes, I am. I love you. You're never a burden to me. You're always wanted by me. A wanted part of my life. Whether you're having a good or a bad day, I just want you, baby girl. All of you. Regardless if you're having a good or bad day. It's almost like I love you. I want you in my life. And that involves every part of you. If it meant being woken up every night to comfort you and help you get back to sleep from a nightmare, I would do it. It's because I love you, baby. Totally and completely. Mommy would do anything for you, beloved. You're my baby, aren't you? So good for mommy. It's okay. It's all going to be okay. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. You're not alone. You're safe. It's over. It was just a nightmare. And now that you're awake, the nightmare can't get you anymore. The nightmare isn't going to continue because you're awake. None of it was real. It was just a dream. A scary dream that's over. Instead, focus on how my hand feels petting you, caressing your skin. You nuzzle further into me, listening to my heartbeat. Focus on that for me, beloved. You're not alone. You don't have to pretend to be strong for me, baby. You don't have to pretend that you don't want help. I'm proud of you for waking me up. I'm proud of you for asking for help. You're doing very good, baby. Mommy loves you so fucking much. There, beloved. I've got you. It's all okay. It's all good now. It was just a bad dream. One that's over now. Maybe in the morning you'll forget what it was about. Hopeful thinking, I know. But let mommy dream. Oh, you're so good for me. So wonderful, beloved. Even on your worst days, I think about how lucky I am to have you in my life. I love you so much. I really am the lucky one, beloved. You're so amazing, so strong, so brave. Everything that I admire in a person wrapped in one package. Just look at you. I love you so much, beloved. You don't understand the amount of respect I have for you. For being able to ask for help, to be able to come to me when you need it. I'm so proud of you, baby. You really are my everything. Yes, you are. It's all okay. You don't ever have to worry about handling things alone. Not anymore. You've got mommy to help you. Does it feel nice knowing that you can rely on someone, baby? You don't have to pretend around me. You don't have to be strong if you don't want to be. You can just let go and be yourself. You can ask for what you need and know that mommy will always give it to you. Mommy wants to take care of you and make sure you feel safe and loved. That's the only thing I've ever wanted for you, baby. You're just so good for me. I'm so lucky that you're in my life. I'm so happy to have you, beloved, even as you fight sleep. Don't think I can't see it, baby. Your eyes have been mostly shut for the past few minutes. You're barely listening, aren't you? Oh, so grumbly. That's a good thing. I guess a rambling mommy is enough to put you to sleep, huh? Oh, that's okay, baby. Mommy will keep rambling if it helps you fall back to sleep, okay? Yeah, it's whatever my baby needs. That's my girl. So good for mommy. Feeling your body get heavier as mommy continues to pet you. I'm not going to stop until you tell me or you fall asleep. Whichever comes first. Oh, that's it, beloved. That's it. That's right. Mommy's here. Mommy's got you. You're safe, baby girl. Mommy's right here. Mommy's not going to let anything get to you. You're not alone. You're not in danger. You're being held by someone who loves you. Someone who cares about you very deeply. More than she cares about herself. I love you, beloved. I only want to make you smile and see you happy. It's the most important thing to me. Taking care of you, baby girl. You're perfect for mommy. Fits so perfectly against me. Like you were designed to be held by me and me alone. Your body molds so perfectly against mine as you snuggle, no longer trying to fight sleep. Oh, that's okay, beloved. That's what mommy wants. Go back to sleep. Shut your eyes. I'll be right here when you wake up. You'll still be in my arms, being pet, listening to mommy's heartbeat. You're safe now, baby girl. Mommy loves you so much. And I'm not going anywhere, baby girl. You're stuck with mommy.